commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
This time, the government shutdown will be different. The last time we went down this road was 1997. Maybe you remember the personalities from back then, but not the specifics. Bill Clinton was in the White House. Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House. He was emboldened by a large GOP freshman class that gave him a majority. And the issue was the federal budget. Republicans wanted a seven-year balanced budget plan based on Congressional Budget Office numbers. President Clinton also wanted a balanced budget, but using his own figures with a longer time frame to get there. Now, under those circumstances, there were dozens of areas for a potential compromise. Some spending could be shifted off budget, taxes could be raised or fees raised instead, programs can be reformed, combined, or dropped. And most importantly, there were more than enough combinations and choices and give and take where both sides could claim victory. It took 21 days to get there. A compromise budget was passed, and public perception was that President Clinton won the standoff. That is usually the way these things play out, since the president speaks with one voice and has the bully pulpit, versus a Congress with multiple personalities and positions. But what we are facing now is different. It's a binary yes or no choice on Obamacare. There are fewer areas for compromise because on a black and white issue, there is going to be a political winner and a political loser. If Obamacare is delayed, it's a victory for Republicans. If Obamacare moves forward as scheduled, that's a win for the White House. And both sides have some ammo that makes them want to hold out. A government shutdown starves Obamacare of some money it needs, and it takes the push to sign people up through the exchanges off the front burner of the news cycle. Republicans think that works in their favor if they stick together. That's a big if. On the other hand, the White House cannot allow a one-year delay. An October 2014 implementation is only 1 month away from midterm elections. The ballots that would be cast would be a referendum on health care reform, and the administration would have very little time to troubleshoot any problems to get the new program up and running smoothly, if that's even possible. From a purely political, strategic point of view, President Obama could agree to a short Obamacare delay to keep the issue out of the election cycle. And he could also demand something significant in return, say a trouble-free increase for the debt ceiling next month. Aside from that, there are very few pathways to compromise. That's why my advice is to hunker down. This government shutdown could last a while.